Hello, all, and welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I know just for the few minutes that I have with you today, if you'll stay tuned, God will bless your heart. But first, I'd like to pray for you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus for all of my listeners. There are some that are listening that are incarcerated. There's some that are listening that are in a hospital. There's some that are listening that have heartaches and burdens and lost loved ones. There's some that, Lord, just need encouragement, a financial blessing, whatever the need is. I ask, God, that you become real to them, touch them, and meet their every need, I pray, in Jesus' name. Thank you for that. Amen. In these series of little broadcasts that I have coming up, I'm going to talk about people that I've met over the last 40 years of trucking for Jesus along my journey. My husband and I trucked for Jesus for many, many years. And since his passing, I'm still going on, still meeting wonderful people. I want you to know that, too. God's got awesome people throughout this land. But I want to tell you some of the people that we met that just changed our lives and put a mark on our lives. You know, people that you meet, you touch, you mark, you change their lives for the good or for the bad. Their memory of you is for the good or whatever, but you got to know that you do make a difference in other people's lives. One of the ladies that I want to talk about today is a woman, Florence Wallen. She lived in Blythe, California when we met her. And she was on up in years when we first met her. And Florence had been a missionary all of her life from the Church of Nazarene. And her husband, Jess, who had gone home to be with the Lord many years prior to our meeting her, they would go to the Navajo reservations and start churches. And they did that for many, many years and had great success. But one of the first beginnings of Florence Wallen, she pastored a church in Davis Creek, West Virginia. Now, Florence was a lady of little a stature, but only in the physical, not of the spiritual. She was a giant in the spirit. And she went to this little small country church and didn't seem like much was happening or many people were coming. And one day she said she'd been out berry picking. She was going to make her a blackberry pie. And she went out, but everybody else had been in the berry patch before her and all the berries were gone. And she said she took her little pail and went on back home and went in the house and set it down. And God spoke to her and said, go back to the patch and pick the berries. And she said, Lord, I've already been and they're all gone. Other people have picked them before I got there. He said, go back and pick up the berries. And when she went back to the patch, she said the Lord told her to lift up the bushes. And when she got down and lifted up the bushes, down under the bushes of the blackberry patch, down under those were the biggest and the best blackberries she'd ever seen. They were the blackberries, the ones that other people had overlooked. And she said she filled her pail and went home. And on her way home, God spoke to her heart and said, they are the ones I'm sending you to, the ones that others have overlooked. So Florence Wallen went in the highways and byways and went into where there was a lot of bootlegging and gamblers and all sorts of people that other people that nobody else wanted to have nothing to do with. She brought them into the church. She preached the word of God to them. They became Christians. And when we went there years and years later with her to hold her last revival, some of those people that got saved on her midst were still there. She went to those that other people didn't want to fool with or other people thought were too rough. But I want to encourage you. I learned a great lesson from Florence Wallen. Let me tell you, people might overlook you, but God never overlooks you. God knows exactly where you're at. Some of you right now, you feel like nobody knows where you're at. You feel like nobody cares. You feel like you just don't know that anybody would even look your way. It's no accident that you're hearing this message. God is telling you right now, child, I know where you're at, and help is here. The help is coming. The help has already come. His name is Jesus. And if you'll take time to call on Jesus right now, Jesus said, I did not come to condemn you, but I come to give you life and give it more abundantly. And he said, he who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. He wants to set you free. He wants to deliver you. He wants to bless you and provide for you. Today, I want you to know that God hasn't overlooked you. He knows where you're at. And there's many Florence Wallens in this world. God has your number, and he wants to encourage you. Thank you for listening.